morning, Exotic Vet. This is Brock speaking. How can I help?
Oh, good morning. At the moment, we have a chicken with our local GP vet, if you want to call it that, that's going to need some surgery. I'm just wondering if we were able to get that chicken to you guys, when would you be able to do surgery if I got all the records sent across?
Sure, man. What type of surgery does she need?
Okay, she's got a mass which possibly is slash egg in the lower abdomen. Obviously we need somebody with avian special skills to be able to do that. So that would be my question. We tried talking to vet MD Liam over there, but he's not going to be available until the middle of next week.
Sure.
So we're just trying to find out what the availability of Dr. Vanessa would be.
Definitely, man. She has one appointment tomorrow at 10 a.m., and then we do have some time during the day where we could possibly do a procedure if we feel like that's definitely the right option. Sometimes we'll, you know, make our own assessment and say, oh, actually, you know, we could try this as well. That might work fairly well. Or,
all right.
And it depends what the mass is too as well. But, possibly 10 o'clock tomorrow. Is she still eating and everything, sir? Or?
No, look, we've actually got her at the Debra Village Vet at the moment, where she's on oxygen, and the reason for that is because there is this mass there, and she's also got some plaque in the throat as well, so that would require clearing while she was under anaesthetic at the same time. I can certainly get those vets to email all those details over to you so that you could make a decision. But the whole idea would be, of course, that you need somebody with that avian special skill set to be able to make that call.
Definitely, man. Well, that's it. Like, I probably don't have time today to see her, honestly. Like, we've accepted a couple emergencies, and we're just honestly fully booked. Like, we could possibly see her tomorrow, like, for an
that would be Dr. Vanessa?
Correct, yeah. I could offer for you would be, like, if you still wanted to try and ring around, and I know, like, they're
no.
a little bit far from everywhere else, but possibly the UPV Budrum. Sort of the opposite way, but works that has avian specialty there, and then also the Chermside practice possibly as well.
No, I'd rather stick with people I know. I mean, we've been to Vanessa before. Actually, the last time I was there, there was a World Health Organization warning on, and everybody was dressing up in their full CSI kit. Are you still doing that for the avians?
No, not unless we consider that their signs might be consistent with avian influenza. But have you lost any birds recently or anything?
No, nothing like that at all. This is just a one-off. It's happened really suddenly, so we just want somebody with those skill sets. Okay, look, can you book me in tomorrow? So with the possibility of getting surgery done at that time, if that's what Vanessa deems necessary.
I've got the booking for 10. I've just booked out some procedure time over the lunch period, and I've just said just hold for possible procedure time.
Yeah, it's best to do that because she may decide, yes, let's do it, and let's do it straight away.
Sure.
So, it would be good to do that.
Yep.
Okay.
What was your name, sir?
My name's Paul Jones.
Paul Jones, yep.
And the vet that we call it our GP vet is Dr. Michaela at Debra Village Vets.
Yep.
I will get them to email all of the records directly over to you. As soon as I get off the phone, I'll get on the phone to them. Get them to send all the information over, and Michaela will obviously be able to talk to Vanessa if they want to get further information.
Which chicken was it again? I've got a couple on the file, but is it one?
Yeah, this is one that you haven't seen before. This one's called 3P, and that's actually the digit 3 and the letter P.
Yep.
Okay. On file, you will actually find one called Little Mum.
Yep.
And Little Mum is the mother of 3P.
Cool.
Okay. So all the details are pretty much the same, with the exception of the fact that 3P is 1 year younger.
Yep. And so, well, sorry, just I can't see it on the screen now, but how old is 3P? Is she a couple of years old?
She's about three and a half, something like that.
Three and a half. Cool.
Yeah.
All right, I've just made her a file. And, well, what type of chicken is she? Do you know the breed?
A Croad Langshan, which is spelled C-R-O-A-D.
Yep.
Separate word, Langshan, which is L-A-N-G-S-H-A-N.
Yep. Perfect. Fantastic. Thanks, mate. Pop that one in. Right. So, yeah, so sorry, at the moment, is she struggling to breathe, you're saying?
Yeah, but that's quite probably because of the fact she is quite fat. The Croad Langshans have a predisposition to put on body fat.
Yep.
And when they're unwell for whatever reason, and she's sitting down, that can cause, you know, pressure on the airways and cause some breathing issues.
Yep.
Okay. She's also a little bit unsteady on her feet as well. But all of this has come on since Monday, basically. Monday morning, she was fine. And then all of a sudden, it's all gone downhill. But certainly the Deva Village Vet are keeping very comprehensive records, and they will send them directly over to you. I'll get on the phone to them as soon as I finish talking to you.
Yep. Sounds good. Okay. Well, that's it. I think if they can just keep her on oxygen and possibly give her some pain relief and things for now.
Yeah, she's on amoxiclav, and she's on Milstat, and a couple of other things. So all that information will be passed on. She's coming home to spend the night with us, because obviously there's nobody at the surgery. And then I can get her there for tomorrow morning. What time did you say? 10 o'clock, was it?
Yeah, 10 o'clock works for us, Paul. So I've booked a half an hour appointment with Vanessa for her to assess 3P. And, yeah,
okay.
What we think we can do for
them. Assuming all goes well, I shall be there at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning with 3P. Okay, and in the meantime, I will get them to contact you guys and send all the records over, okay?
Perfect, mate. Sounds like a plan.
All right. Thank you very much for that. I'll get straight onto that phone now, okay?
Awesome, mate. Thanks so much, eh? See you tomorrow.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.